Section 1 of The Tar Baby and Other Rhymes of Uncle Remus. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Phil Chenevert. The Tar Baby and Other Rhymes of Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Brer Rabbit and the Tar Baby.
In 1100 and full of fleas, when dey raised such a crop of goober peas, de creatures was all des as chummy as you please. Dey raced and dey wrastled, dey jumped and dey played, and dere wasn't nothin' tall for to make 'em 'fraid. Dey had de parties, both dar and here, wid May pop puddin' and simmon beer. And de way dey keep de 4th of July's was in eatin' goobers and fresh tater pies. And there wasn't no doubt, and no perhaps, that they helped one another out with the craps. And they had the frolics in the fall, when they escorted Miss Meadows to the ball, with sashay ladies and balance all. They had mighty little for to set 'em back, good health and good craps, but what they lack was good clean water when the branch run dry, 'cause the river was muddy when low or high. They mought have got a well by selling corn, but the man what dug them ain't been born. So they rocked along from day to day, and hoed the corn and saved the hay. When the sun held its own up in the sky, and a long drought come and the branch run dry, Mr. Fox and Mr. Wolf looked like they'd die, and all the creatures was in the same fix, excepting old Brer Rabbit with his irritating tricks. He went his way, and he had his fun, if the branch was dry or if it run. He loped along with his lippity-clips, a-wigglin' his nose and a-workin' his lips. And his mornin' drink was allus new. It was sweet gum sap and honey-dew. The kind what you find in the heart of a flower, or the poplar leaf, if you'll wait for the hour, and watch for the moonshine's sweetenin' shower. But the other creatures ain't cotched the knack. They was dull as walkin' to millin' back. They never took notice how the birds can sing, how the black bees zoons when he's on the wing, how the stars swing round, how the flowers smell, and they dodge from thunder with well, well, well. They wished mighty strong that the cants was coulds, twill the day Mr. Fox got back from the woods. He come back, he did, and says he, "By jing, you can believe me or not, but I done found a spring, and I feel like cuttin' the pigeon wing, and it runs so clean and it runs so clear that it do like it's whisperin' in your ear. With its goo-goo-goody and its goo-goo-good, it's way over yonder in the chickapink wood, and the creatures all, they was happy mon. They trot and they gollop and then they run. With a tippy-tip and a long-time swing, to where they can see the googlin' spring. Well, the spring was dar at the head of the dreen, where the Kalamus shuck its flags a-green, and the cat-tails tried fur to make a screen. The creatures all laugh, and then they squeal, and they hopped all round on toe and heel. Brer Rabbit, he asks, "What's the hullabaloo?" And they answer back, "It's a spring for true." Then old Brer Rabbit took another chaw, his tobacker, and he work his jaw, and sniff the air, and shet his eyes, and fling back his head, and look mighty wise. Now the spring had been dar since the flood, but one fine mornin' 'twas fuller mud, and old Brer Rabbit, he chawed his cud. And atter dat, 'twarn't never clear, and der warn't no google for the creatures to hear. 'Twas mud in the mornin' and mud at night. 'Tain't no use er talkin', dat mud was a sight. Mr. Fox, as the finder, watched over the spring, and he tried to diskiver what kinder thing was a stirrin' up mud before night and day, and he watch and he wait twill he had his way. And one fine mornin' he found some tracks, and he shook his head, "I'm tellin' you the facts." And he went off and got him some shoemaker's wax, and pitch and rosin and din and dour, he mold him a baby out er the tar, with leg and body and head and hand, and it looked like it settin' dar playin' in the sand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?